With all apologies to our next guest, I tried to find something that wasn't trite in the filmography listings of IMBD over there for Tony Dow, and Tony Dow has a very interesting past. You remember him from Leave It to Beaver. By the way, where's the announcer guy? Isn't there a guy that's supposed to go, Leave It to Beaver, starring Hugh Beaumont, Beverly Billingsley, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver? Where's that guy? I don't know.
I don't know, but
you did a good job.
You did a good job, Tim, yeah.
Tony Dow, welcome to the program. Glad to have you here, sir.
Thank you much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I must admit, I was a little surprised. We try to do our homework here, and so I thought, well, I'm sure that every interview that Tony Dow has ever done, they've opened it with the Leave It to Beaver theme. Let's try to do something a little unique and look into other things that you've done in the acting world. But that's really not been where you spent a lot of your time after Leave It to Beaver, has it been?
Well, I mean, I did for the first 10 years after the Beaver show. That's what I did. And then, let's see, I started doing some theater stuff. And then around in the 80s, we did the new Leave It to Beaver, which was like 5 years worth, like 105 episodes. And then... I started directing. So, you know, there's a number of things that happened after the Beaver show.
In and around it, but you are Wally, and Wally is you to a large degree as it relates to your acting career, hey?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the case. I mean, I was on General Hospital I played a district attorney on General Hospital for 6 or 8 months, and then I was in another daytime show called Never Too Young, which was a very popular show. And but you know, it's like the Fonz, you know, if the character's memorable, then nobody forgets it.
Did that bother you through your lifetime? I've talked to different celebrities. Some people embrace that and love the fact that that's who they're known as. Other people don't like that idea and wish they'd done something different.
Well, I mean, when I was trying to act and get jobs, I was a little angry because I thought a lot of the people were just thinking of me as Wally, mm-hmm. and it made it difficult at the time. But the last, maybe since I've been 40 or so, I've realized what a great show it was, how lucky I was to be in it. Hey, by the way, my wife's on the other line. If you haven't.
Yeah, and I'm listening in. My name's Lauren. Hi, how are you?
Good morning,
you guys?
Lauren. Welcome, and thank you for joining us as well.
When you were doing your research and looking up stuff on Tony, did you come across like all the other stuff that he's done, like that he's been a sculptor for 25 years?
That was where I wanted. I was hoping Tony would go there because that's an interesting.
That's what wives are for.
Exactly. Call credit to what credit should be given, because sculpting is not an easy area to get into. And just from the little bit I was able to find, you're relatively successful at this.
Yeah, relatively. I mean, it's easy to get into sculpting, but it's difficult to sell sculpture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's like any other business, you know. It takes a lot of marketing, which I'm no good at and don't like, and it takes it takes a lot of years to become established. So, but I'm I've done maybe 170 pieces and probably sold 2/3 of them, and you know I've had some nice exhibits and galleries around. So you know I'm pleased. It's hard to start at the age that I started, you know, because most people, artists. They build their reputation and their career, mm-hmm. and their price goes up as the years go by. But
let's not forget Grandma Moses. You probably never heard of Grandma Moses.
I remember Grandma Moses quite well, and
she started
late.
About 80. Yeah,
she got a good jump on her, Tony.
Yeah,
did I also
right.
hear that one of your sculpted pieces that's hanging out somewhere in California, I think, is actually of your TV mother?
No.
Okay.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know. I go through about a million websites quickly and browse them, and I thought I saw something that referenced Barbara Billingsley as
wait,
it related
wait
to your
a
sculpting
minute.
Career.
The only thing that I could think of is that you got that confused with the fact that a piece of a sculpture was chosen to be in a, wait a minute, a very prestigious show at the Louvre in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really cool. But I think what they got
and
confused
that was people
this.
Thought it was perched next to the Mona Lisa, but it wasn't. It was something else altogether.
But well, I think what you were confusing was Barbara bought a piece of mine.
All right, that's probably what I saw. Anyway, terrific. And now, when the two of you are actually in the area, just to our east here in the Janesville area, you're over there in Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan. You're doing a two-person show, two-person play. Tell us what brought that on after all these years. Was it just something that you read and you thought was really neat, or how did this begin?
Well, I don't remember how it began, but I read the piece, and I was somebody asked me to do it with an actress in Texas,
Judy Norton, who was in the Waltons, and
so I did it, and I fell in love with the thing. I thought it was just a great piece of literature or theater or whatever you want to call it, and so I've been doing it for a few years now with various and sundry different people, and so people have been saying to Lauren, well, why don't you do it with him? So we had an opportunity to do that, and then we went to Texas and did it in Texas, and she's better than most of the people that I was working with.
Oh, you don't say that.
Why not?
Because they might be listening.
I doubt it.
We're a fairly
well,
small station, Lauren.
One of the people he did love letters with was Joyce DeWitt.
Oh.
You know, Three's Company.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And each person brings something totally different to it. And I hope people will come out. I think they'll really dig it. So.
Well, it gives me just
it
a little.
Tomorrow.
It gives me a little synopsis here, Lauren. Maybe tell people a little bit about what it is about, because it sounds very kind of heart tugging at times.
It is.
Tony, you tell them.
Okay, it's basically the story of these two people who meet in second grade and basically fall in love with each other over the next 20 years or so, and somehow they part ways when they go to college and he gets in the Navy and whatnot. And she's an artist, and he's a kind of a conservative guy. She's a little bit wild and crazy. And they communicate by letters over a 40 or 50 year period, and it's clear that they're in love, but you know, they each get married to other people, have kids, et cetera, et cetera. But the letters continue on, and I think everybody's wishing that they're going to get together, or waiting for when they're going to get together.
Don't say anything.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. And so basically, you know, it's their letters that they've written to each other that we read, and that tells the story of their lives. It's a beautiful. It's really. I think it was a Pulitzer Prize winner or a.
Yeah,
something.
Nominated for, at least I heard, I think.
I think you're right.
And it does just sound like a really interesting piece to watch, and so you each obviously take on the character of one of those two people exchanging letters and kind of read them to each other. Is that basically how the stage play comes out?
That's pretty much how it goes, although it's a little different than that, but the thing was designed so that actors could just wander on stage and play the parts, mm-hmm. because they're letters that you actually are reading, and the author said that he just wanted it to be like two actors reading letters of from somebody else, and that didn't seem appealing to me. So we try to incorporate the characters a little bit more, and we try to do some different, some different things. I've done it in a lot of different ways, but
there are it's such a conglomeration of people who have done it, and my favorite though, or I would have given anything to have seen Elizabeth Taylor and James Earl Jones.
Wow. That would be a
right
combination.
Now, Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill have been on the road with this for over a year. Okay. Mia Farrow and Brian Dennehy were on Broadway not so long ago doing it. So we're not of that ilk, but it works. It works. So
it's a very popular popular piece, and people who've seen it, you know, have good things to say about it. And I think it's a great experience.
Well, it sounds like something that I think a lot of our listeners here on WCLO would be interested in. So you're doing three performances out there. Tell us times and prices and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-oh. I've got some of it
if you need it. But
we're at Lake Lawn Resort, and we're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So now you can help us out with it.
Wait a minute, Tony. Tomorrow night it opens. Saturday evening there's a performance, and I guess it's a Sunday matinee.
Sunday at 2:30, I see. Yep. And Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. $25 per person Friday or Saturday. $20 for the Sunday matinee. Lake Lawn Resort over there in Delavan, just a short drive from us. Really a wonderful facility if you haven't been to Lake Lawn in a while. You'd be surprised.
Here.
Yeah,
it's a
great place for, and a lot of people think of it, well, we go over to Lake Geneva in the summertime, but there's stuff going on there all year round, including this. I think it sounds like an absolutely wonderful play, and I only lament that after I found out about this, I'm going to be out of town and not able to catch it, but I hope that as many of our listeners will catch it as possible, because it does sound very interesting. And Tony and Lauren, it's been great to speak with you and catch up with you. I don't want to keep you because I know you got things going on. But thanks for visiting with our listeners this morning on WCLO.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Good luck. So, again, the play is Love Letters. And it is taking place tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30. At Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan. Tickets $25 for the Friday or Saturday night performance. Sunday afternoons are $20. LakeLawnResort.com for more information. Tony Dow and his wife Lauren are the stars of the play. Should be an interesting thing. Hope you can take it in. All right, we are going to take a break. We are going to come back. We're going to open up the phones and the text line at 608-752-4000. Here's the deal. I am not going to promise that I can get everybody's questions, because apparently we're getting essays into the studio already this morning on this Milton referendum. We're going to let the folks from Milton present what they have to some degree. If things don't get answered in that conversation, I will bring up as many of them as there is time for after 10 o'clock. But for now, your thoughts, your questions, your comments on the Milton referendum, welcome when we come back at WCLO. We'll be right back.